Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
Sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his love.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. If you can hear my voice this morning, that means we made it to a brand new day. The Lord has indeed been faithful. So I want us to lift up our voices and begin to worship the King of Glory, the one who has made today possible. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. If this is your first time of joining us, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to dive into the deep revelation in the Word of God. And if you've been very frequent on the show, that then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it's time for a devotion. I'm excited because the Word of God is new every morning, and the Lord is ready to speak to us all. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, Constants versus Variables, Part 1. Constants versus Variables, Part 1. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 21. My hope is built on nothing less. My hope is built on nothing less. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 1 to chapter 3. 1 Samuel from chapter 1 to chapter 3. Our memory verse is taken from Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. Malachi chapter 3 verse 6, which says, For I, the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Lamentations chapter 3 from verse 22 to 26. Lamentations chapter 3 from verse 22 to verse 26. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 22 it reads, Because of the Lord's great love we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, The Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those who hope, whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, We live in a world of constants and variables. For example, the height and weight of humans are variables as they differ between individuals. Wealth is also a variable because some people are rich, while some people are poor. Even among the rich, wealth remains a variable because a fellow can be rich today and it could all be gone tomorrow, like we see in Proverbs 23 verse 5. In contrast, constants represent things that never change. For instance, men do not get pregnant and give birth. In life also, we have variables constant. These are things that are supposed to be constant, but can be subject to changes. For example, adults are supposed to have 32 teeth, But if you check, you may find that some adults have less than 32 teeth. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 3 says that the grinders become few with age, which is the Bible's wonderful way of saying that you may lose some of your teeth as you grow older. Furthermore, we have absolute constants. For example, a day following a night is a constant. It has been happening since the world began, and it will continue to happen until God says otherwise. Psalm 30 verse 5 says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. It is certain that a day will follow a night. Therefore, before sunrise tomorrow, all your sorrows will be gone in Jesus' name. Amen. Our God is an absolute constant. In today's memory verse, it said, I am the Lord, I change not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Like we see in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8. Who he was is who he is. He never changes. That is why he introduced himself to Moses as I am. Not I was, nor I will be. If you gave someone a miracle yesterday, you can be rest assured that he can give you the same today. The God who healed the sick and made the lame walk is still the same. Do you have a case that looks impossible? Our God is almighty and there is nothing impossible with him. Like we see in Luke chapter 1 verse 37. Pray and search through the scriptures for God's word to you concerning the situation. For the things that were written in the Bible were written for your learning, that you might have hope through patience and the comfort of the scriptures. Like we say in Romans chapter 15 verse 4. Beloved, God never changes. His word is constant. Like we see in Isaiah chapter 40 verse 8. Let your heart be filled with hope because his word never fails. Hold on to his word and very soon your hope will be turned into testimonies. Amen. Today's Open Heaven comes to a key point that says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is our sure constant amidst life's variables. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on your search engine. Just copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com and on our mobile app, which you can see on Play Store and Apple Store. It's available for download. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. It promises to be entertaining, inspiring, exciting, and of course, spirit-filled. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.